Crap. Yeah, I could swear for those 5 minutes, but I'm not gonna. I've got a sandwich on my desk and I want to eat it, so this is gonna be a quick boot. Basically, this morning I got the phone call. Now, the phone call, which is bold, all caps, underlined a couple of times, is essentially the guide dog's version of a transplant phone call. You get on the guide dog list, and then you wait. Sometimes a couple of weeks, sometimes a couple of months, most usually 2 years. Now, I knew when I went on this list back in November, I knew in that core of my soul that says I am awkward, life will not work out the way I want it to, that a couple of weeks before I flew out to Japan, I would get the phone call. Guess what happened this morning? Yeah, I got it. And of course, the really heartbreaking thing is I got it, but I didn't get it because a lovely chap from Cambridge rang up and explained that they had a nice dog they wanted to potentially match me with. Could they come for a visit? Yes, says I. You know I'm going on holiday, right? Oh, no. When, says he? Me? All of April? Back in May? Ah, says he. Yes. So close and yet so far, as they say. Because basically the idea is you have the matching and then you take the dog out for a walk. The folks at guide dogs then sort of go, well, who do we think this dog worked better with? And that person gets the dog. And, well, the problem with matching is then you can't sort of have the dog waiting around a month. You have to then go into the training, which was supposed to start in the middle of April. And I'm not here. So, no dog for Leslie, which is sad. Yeah, very sad, actually. And I'm just gutted because I knew this was going to happen. I knew. And so now I'm back on the waiting list, and it's high summer. It's bright, and I can't see anything, and it's just, oh, shit. I mean, really, oh, shit. But I suppose it wasn't meant to be, fate, yeah, more fate. But it's just kind of, why can't one thing work my way, you know? I mean, I can't fault the guide dogs people. They weren't from Norfolk, so they didn't know that I had holiday plans. Because originally I was very specific in, I'm not here in April. So, you know, if possible, no dog before I get back in May, please. Because obviously it's an awkward thing. You get the dog and it's not just a matter of getting the dog and doing the training. It's getting the dog, doing the training and then having like 6 month bonding period. And it doesn't half bugger that up if you're going to be, you know, swanning off somewhere and leaving the dog on its own. And of course, a journey like that all the way around to the other side of the world, you can't put a young dog through that. You need to get that level of trust first. So, no dog for Leslie. I'm going to go and cry in the corner now and eat my ham sandwich.
It's 1 o'clock.